views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Good day. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy, and we call it that because we have the opportunity to switch it up. Isn't it great to know that at any point in the day you can start over? Even if it's 1 o'clock, even if it's 5 p.m., you may feel like you did the day not so good. But you know what? You can start over whenever. There's no rule that you have to first go to bed and then wake up again tomorrow with a new cup of coffee and go, all right, let's try this one again. You can start it anytime you want. Just like you can switch an attitude, you can switch a belief, you can switch an idea, you can switch an experience, you can switch what coffee shop you go to, where you spend your day, who you spend your day with. You are not wearing handcuffs. You are able to make these choices and decisions, and that is what we're going to talk about today. The show's title is I've Got the Power, Owning Our Path. On Monday, did a powerful show with Dr. Pat on surfacing the bits and pieces of our field that manifest the victim aspects of ourselves. We all have them. We all have these places where we're still handing over our power. You know, it's the economy, it's the traffic, it's the this, it's the that, it's our partner, it's our children, it's our salary, it's we're not doing what we want, all this stuff. And if you listen to us, there's something out there that is affecting us in here. And so much of this transformational walk that we are on is to switch up what's in here to go out there. Easier said than done, right? Often when I'm speaking, I tell people, yep, we've read the 3 books, done the 12 steps, done the 9 tasks, and failed, or feel we failed. And then we shame ourselves. What really kicks us in the butt is that next piece we do, which is shaming ourselves. But it's not our fault, because there's a piece that a lot of these goal-oriented programs don't want to talk about. And that's our agreement with some parts of us that keep us flying under the radar, keep us a little powerless, keep us dependent on others to change our mood, change our day, change our circumstances. And no one showed us how to do that from within, or to feel like it's even okay. And I'll tell you, that's the biggest obstacle I find with people is it okay for me to change how I feel? I can't tell you how many clients I talk to who don't feel, in the midst of someone's tragedy or in difficult circumstances, that it's okay to be happy at the same time. There's some rule. If a lot of bad stuff's going down, I better not look happy, sound happy, talk happy. I better sound severe. I'll put on that severe sound. I'll put on that shrugging, sighing, heavy tone. Okay, that's more appropriate for the situation. Where's that? Where's that rule come from? So I want you to think about what you've put in place in your field where today, let's say, maybe you're a little depressed, maybe you're down, maybe you feel like you tried something and you're still, quote, stuck. Let's look at that. Let's look at what got you down. If it was one more time around Mount Sinai, you know, where we've repeated and repeated and repeated the same thing, hit the same brick wall, gotten the same cosmic 2x4, you know, let's look at that. Let's pay attention to what that was, because it isn't to stop you. It isn't to keep you from moving forward. This is your opportunity today to unlock that part of you that's been wanting to come out for a long time. We're going to be taking calls today. The number to call in is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And again, our topic is I've Got the Power. All of us have the power. This is Leslie Fontaine, and I do transformational energy work. I work with your field where you allow it, where you're ready to step into all that you are. You came to this planet on purpose. You're not a mistake. You have dreams and desires, and just because nobody around you has the same ones doesn't mean that you don't have your assignment. You do. And your assignment is aligned with your joy, aligned with your essence, aligned with an integrity within you. So when we step into it and we get a lot of looks and we get some disapproval maybe, or we get some, you know, amazement from others about what we're thinking of doing, don't stop. Even that is a flag for you to pay attention to. Many of us are looking for other people to validate us, to support us, to tell us, you can do it, you can make it happen, I want to encourage you, and how few of us are willing to do that for ourselves. Why do I bring in the Ascended Masters and the Archangels? Why do I work on this spiritual aspect? This spiritual aspect is one of many, many parts of you. I tell people all the time, just because I step into spirituality doesn't mean that I all of a sudden become stupid. That is not how this works. Your intelligence doesn't go away. You don't check out. But you will be amazed at how many scientists and how many people that we would consider absolute geniuses will utilize this aspect of themselves, their higher selves, a connection with some subconscious part of them that allows them to penetrate the veil, so to say, and get to some kind of solution or insight or inspiration or new experiment or new way of doing something. You know, there's so many documented stories of those great inventors who had to take a nap, and in their nap, you know, the idea would come. So don't look at this as some unusual thing. You are not going to check out your brain because you step into the support of the universe, of source, of guidance, of God, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter. Don't get hung up on the terms. I have some wonderful stories about clients that are just, you know, dealing with old religious prejudices because of certain ascended masters. And you know what? Let it go. Don't hang that on them. Let's blame the religious institutions for that, okay? Right now, bring in the support team. Bring in the guidance. Because what happens when you do that is that you then step into a vibration that is extremely supportive. I'd really like to challenge a few of you right now to do it right now. Bring in some of those masters now. You know, bring in Kuan Yin, Divine Mother, Master Jesus, Kutumi, Lady Nada, Lady Vesta. So many masters. You can look them up on the internet and just notice the vibrational shift that you experience with each one. Bring in the archangels, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael. There's many, many archangels in the hierarchy. Bring them in right now. I want you to notice that you really do know. You really do get it. You really do feel it. And let's see what it's like in that place where you're feeling so alone. All right, you may be surrounded by a lot of people right now, but there are all of us have this place within where we feel a bit alone. And often, it's in that place of your dream because no one else has it. Well, here's the deal. You got the memo. They didn't. This is about you. And I don't know why it's set up this way, but when you get the inspired idea, step into it. The minute you do, it feels like you're alone, and you are, in a sense. Not the whole team around you is jumping into it because they didn't get the idea, you did. The very next thing we want to do is go find some other people to agree with us. They didn't get the memo. They didn't get it quite like you did, and the reason you got it is because it's aligned with you. So check out something else right now. What have you hung up because you supposedly did not get support? You didn't get an understanding response from your loved ones or your friends. And so you went quiet and then you put it aside. I want to surface all of these pain points today. This is the thing that we want to talk about, is how to step into our expansion. But there is that aspect of feeling alone. There is that aspect of stepping into our own power. there is that aspect that, no, we don't have guaranteed outcomes, but we're going to step into an adventure and a journey. So let's be on that adventure today. Let's make this the day that you kind of make a dent or a crack in that area that you've kept super protected for a very long time, and let these pain points come up, call them what they are, and let's work on them. This is Leslie Fontaine. You're listening to Sheer Alchemy, and the number to dial in is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And after the break, we're going to go into a little more information about what it's like when you're stepping into your power, when you've come from a place where you really have felt quite powerless.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
So I bundled my heart, and I roam the world free.
We are back. I just love that version of Aretha Franklin doing Look to the Rainbow, and this is your day to do that. You know, I want you to really look a little beyond, if you can, through the circumstances that you're in right now. And you know, a lot of us are going through stuff. We are. But you know those pictures? I forgot what they're called. There's some kind of holographic thing where you're supposed to stare and then you see another shape in them. That's what I want you to do with this today. I want you to reconnect with your heart space, reconnect with your energy, and remember that thing that you were wanting to create. Now, I'm going to expand that word create a bit. Some of us have, we don't know what we want to do. And I think there's a heaviness about the word do. So take that spin off of it and just remember some of the things you used to love, the joy. Take the time element off of it. I remember growing up when I had to do everything really fast, so it took the fun out of it for sure. I felt the pressure of someone looking over my shoulder. I felt the time clock of, I better get this done. And on top of that, I better get it done right. So if you've got that filter on the doing thing, very likely you're going to quit before you start. The other thing is, if we came through a lot of groupthink, then we feel like if everybody isn't in with us, then maybe we're not supposed to do it. If everyone doesn't get it, maybe we're not supposed to do it. I remember a long time ago in a coaching program I was in, one of the we used to coach one another, and this person that I was working with had grown up on a kibbutz in Israel. And she was telling me that her biggest struggle was to come out of groupthink and group action, because the entire model of the kibbutz was group work, group think, group agreement, group consensus, you know, that whole mentality. So stepping out into her own thoughts, into her own ideas, into her own actions, you know, was a departure from what she had learned was the right way and the right thing. So what about you? When you think about your idea, I'm fascinated by how Spirit, Source, comes through with the idea for us, and often it completely contradicts the rules that we were raised with. It doesn't even align with what anyone else in the family ever thought mattered, ever thought could be done, and certainly not by you, right? So think about that as well, because so much of this, I think, my opinion, I could be off, is that when we step into some of these perceptions, we're learning to validate ourselves. We have to appreciate ourselves. We have to love ourselves. You know, we hear this stuff all the time. If you got to love yourself, okay, great. How do you do that? Especially if you've had so much to the contrary in your life. Well, we're going to talk some more about that. Again, this is Leslie Fontaine. You're listening to Sheer Alchemy. If you're interested in the work that I do with you, with clients, in teaching, in classes, the events that I attend, you can go to my website, lesliefontaine.com. That's LeslieFontaine.com. There you'll be able to find a link to send me an email. You'll be able to give me a call, and I can share with you how I work with you in sessions and in getting you onto your path, working through the obstacles that surface for you. You know, many of us have had the experience where someone else's problem, it's not our problem. It's not hard for us at all. But then we might have something that's a real struggle for us, and it doesn't inhibit other people. So then we start judging, all right? So notice again, I hope you guys are taking notes today, because I am. I'm always doing an inventory within. What have I let myself, what have I stopped myself from doing again today? So I want to take a dream, a desire, something that you want to create that you haven't done. And I'm just going to come up with a random one, and you wrap your concept or idea around it for you, okay? So let's say I want to write a book. That's your dream. I want to write a book. So let's continue down that path a second. So right away, there's tightness in the heart space. And I have to ask myself, what's that about? Is it about being good enough? Is it about, well, will I find a publisher? Is it, what am I going to write about? How long will it take? I don't have time. I can't quit my job. I'm too tired to do it after work. Notice that immediately after you step into the creation of the thought or the idea that you have, you get all of these somewhat downer kind of messages coming up from your field. Take all the ones that are coming up for you. I just listed out a few. Take the ones coming up for you. What can you associate with those? Do they belong to a certain person in your family? Is it something that you learned in school? Is it something that, you know, in your group of friends, maybe you weren't the one that was allowed to be top dog, be successful, be the important one? It was someone else in the group that was supposed to, you know, get that degree and be successful and all that. So take a look and an inventory of what's coming up. Sometimes also we get, I don't know how. I need help. Right there is another block, the needing of help, because then we hit again that worthiness button. I don't know that anyone will help me. I don't have anyone that does what I do. So again, here are the downer messages. So when you are stepping into your dream, here's what I'd like to throw out. Let's say you say, I want to write a book. All right, what do I want to write about? And let's allow the topic to come. Just allow it to come to you. This book is about X. Now let's get to the bottom. Why do you want to write the book? What is it important? What is important about it for you? Is it fame? Is it accomplishment? Or is it some part of you, this essence of you, that wants to share something with the world? You just want to tell the world something about you, about what you know, about your life experience, your life path. All right, that's perfectly fine. Notice where the judgment begins to come in. Is it, are you going to get published? Are you going to be successful? Will it take care of you? Will it make money? So notice what those next messages do to the value that you place on the book. Now, if the value you place on the book is, I want to be famous, I want to make a lot of money, fine. I would pursue that and go, if I make a lot of money off of this book, what will that do for me? The reason we keep pursuing these questions is that it gets to the essence of what matters most to us. What is it that will happen? So, for example, is it that your family will finally treat you decently? Your family will finally respect you? Someone will finally understand you? What is it behind this effort that is meaningful to you? Why do we care about this? Because these are things that we want to shift out of our field, especially if you're stepping into some form of enlightenment, transformation, you're on a spiritual journey of some kind, you're wanting to create wellness and love and connection for people all around you. If that's part of your goal, you want to get to the parts of you that come from a place of fear, that come from a place of being small, that come from a place that no one will help you, no one will support you, you are not valuable, your thoughts are not valuable, they're only valuable if someone externally approves of them. So much of our walk and our path is coming to the point of understanding that Source is validating us, and we are validating ourselves. We're allowing the acceptance and the love to go into every pocket of ourselves that to this point has felt unloved, unvalued, and unaccepted. Does this make sense about how we can step into our power and how we can own our own path? The perception of who we are is just that, a perception. It's someone else's idea of who we are. So now, why don't we change that perception? If you were to suddenly perceive yourself as valuable and powerful right now, and maybe for some of you that's a real stretch, but if you were to just put that hat on right now and just feel it, feel how it feels in you. Notice where it flares up. Notice where you get uptight. Notice where you start, you know, maybe even crying or getting upset. Pay attention. This is data for you because this is your moment. This is your time to make a change. All right? So if you're interested in giving a call and walking through your dreams of wanting to step through some of those obstacles that have kept you blocked to this point, and you're ready to move it out of the way, you can give us a call at 800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. If you're interested in some of the transformational journey products that I've got, some of the things that will help you through, you can go to my website. I've got some fabulous CDs on stepping into an intention, transforming despite the challenges of discouragement, clearing out the obstacles that block what you desire in abundance. Don't hesitate to go to my website at lesliefontaine.com, and you can also find me on transformationtalkradio.com and get more information there. When we come back, we're going to walk through some more about clearing out attachments, perceptions, and the clutter that gets in our way when we're stepping through the obstacles to become all that we are.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
You got what it takes, you can win. Today is your day to begin. Don't give up here, don't you quit. The moment is now, this is it. I know that you can, then you will get to the top of the hill.
This is Leslie Fontaine again. This is Sheer Alchemy. This is your moment of Sheer Alchemy. This is your moment of transformation and transportation. That's hilarious. Anyway, here's the deal. I don't want you to leave this radio show without picking one thing in you today that you want to surface to transform. Just one thing. it doesn't have to be huge. Don't make it gargantuan. But pick something today that maybe you felt hopeless about. You felt, why bother? You felt, why try? I want you to pick this one thing. And I want you to walk with me through it, okay? Some of you are letting the thoughts and ideas come in so quickly to smash it down. Hold it for me. Hold it for you right now. Just try and hold on. You know, 30 seconds is a long time. I've talked about this before. 5 seconds is a long time. Hold it. See how long you can go with holding it. And then start to notice the energies that are the ankle biters. What's coming up that is telling you it's not worth holding on to? This is so key, so important to you, to your shift, to all that you are able to become. So when we start with a dream and we say we want abundance, we say we want to step into all that we are, there are some things that we don't want to shift. They just come up. There are security blankets. They are the people in our lives that, you know, we want to hold on to. But the contradiction of that is that we think, if I hold on to the dream, I will lose everyone that loves me. Where we learn that is from childhood. That's where we learned that message. We learned that if we're too excited, too happy, too rambunctious, speak our mind, don't filter, don't edit, that we are going to get in some big trouble. And this follows us. And then through school, we quit experimenting, we quit trying. We learn through peer pressure that we can get made fun of, and we can become harmed by others and their words. We find that sensitivity is not a good thing, and so we even hide that. We begin to hide and suppress our true natures. And then by the time we're 18 and we come out of high school, we have learned that failure is not an option. Fail once, and that's it. The idea didn't work. And then what do we do? Unfortunately, we settle for a life of so-called failure. And what is failure in your own field? Can you pinpoint it? It's that part of you that quit on something that mattered to you. So this can be very emotional for a lot of people. It certainly is with the clients that I work with. When we touch back to that thing that matters so much to us, it is a very emotional, poignant moment when we go, wow, you know, I just didn't even live my own life. The next thing is it too late? People have an idea that when they turn 60, 65, oh, that's retirement. Really? Retire from what? What are you quitting? What are you not doing anymore? Are you not doing your job out in the real world? Are you not raising children anymore? What is it that you're retiring from? So this idea of retirement is, okay, well, now that that's done, I'll do what I want. Well, here's the sad news sometimes. We have embedded within ourselves for a very long time some patterns about not trying anymore, of not stepping into all that we are. And so just because you retire doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're going to make something happen. There's a really beautiful moment I experienced. As many of you know, I'm from the state of Georgia, and we went down to Warm Springs, which is where Franklin Roosevelt had his home. And there was a woman there in her 80s that was a guide, and she had met Franklin Roosevelt when she was 4 years old. And, you know, he used to drive through the country talking to the farmers. And she and her husband had worked in a factory for their whole 40 years of life together, and they had big plans to make a trip in a motorhome and to go around the country. And he died 2 months after retirement. And those dreams that they were going to step into together did not unfold. I'm not wishing that on anyone. However, there is this idea that now that I have retired, I'm going to get to do all these things. But some habits are ingrained, and some ways of life and some physical conditions have begun to set in, and we are not stepping in to all that we are. So don't let this waiting game stop you from stepping into your truth. So let's go back to your dream. What is it? Really flesh it out. get yourself a little tape recorder if you don't want to write, and just tape yourself talking about it. I want you to challenge yourself not to say anything about why it can't happen. Just describe it. Just describe what it looks like, what it feels like, what the response is from other people, you know, how it serves people, how it serves you, how it gives you joy, and how it, you know, plays out. What's the process? What's the end product? What did you see in your mind's eye that got you excited and happy? Do not put anything in this that is about why it can't work, who didn't approve of it, you don't have money, etc., etc., etc. Just stick with the idea. Stick with the dream, okay? And I want you to hold on to this for at least 30 minutes. Now, could you do it 30 minutes three times a week? Could you do that? Because, see, that is where the key to our abundance is. When we say we want abundance, it's not for someone out there to make it happen for us in here. There's a lot of people waiting for the lottery ticket, and some people, they're great at winning the lottery. They're great at winning prizes all the time. Abundance is about something that you create from within. Abundance is about acknowledging how powerful you truly are, that you can own your own path. Abundance is about stepping into an intention without ever having put one foot in front of the other in physical form that anybody else might see. You're doing this all within your own energetic field. You can begin this. You can do this. I love to talk about Viktor Frankl and how, you know, he talks so much about how no one could control his thoughts, even when he was standing in the Nazi prison camp, that they could not control his thoughts. They could not take his thoughts away from him. They took away all his books, and he had to rewrite every one of them, and he did. But no one could take his thoughts. So regardless of the circumstances of where you are right now, no one can take your thoughts. You know, it takes a lot to change your thoughts. I'm not minimizing this one bit. It does take a lot. But you have to make this very strong conscious decision, sitting there, you know, maybe with somebody diminishing you, disparaging you, and beginning to shift your thoughts and ideas, allowing a smile to come across your lips, allowing yourself to enjoy and to ponder something that matters and is important to you. So do you get the idea? If you can't stay very long in something that gives you joy without falling back, then you're not giving your own abundance, your own dream, your own passion a choice. So once again, our number is 800-930-2819. If you want to call in and talk about what's surfacing for you, there's no shame. There's no judgment about why we haven't done something yet. We all have those. We all have these things that we haven't done yet. But let's make today the day you start. And if you can't call in, I hope you'll write me later and talk about something that you attempted, something you tried. I work with people all the time to step into what they're wanting to create, what they're wanting to manifest in this world. When we are beginning this muscle of focus and attention on our dream, on our passion, on our own energy field, it's like trying out a new muscle. You know, for those of us that go to the gym every once in a while, if you haven't worked out in a while, you're going to be sore after your workout. Well, it's the same thing with this. If you focus for 30 minutes on a dream, you're exercising a part of your energy field, a part of your mental muscle that you haven't tried in a while. So allow that to come alive, and then try not to disparage yourself if something substantial or physical didn't come out of it. See, we don't understand that the germ of an idea is what creates. It's not this instant manifestation, you know. The things that we eat, the things that go into our homes, the tools, the books we pick up, they didn't happen in an instant. But we have this expectation, back to the story I told of my own experience, that I had to do it in a hurry, and I had to do it right, and I had to do it fast. Again, check out the judgment. I'm getting a lot in your high heart right now about, you know, the interference and the constriction that you can't give yourself the free flow time to ponder and to create. So we're going to create that kind of space when we come back. We're going to open up our fields, We're going to allow ourselves to step into this thought, this idea, this experience of our own truth, and we're going to see how long we can stay there. Once again, if you're looking to work with me, my website is lesleyfontaine.com, F-O-N-T-E-Y-N-E.com. You'll find all manner of services in the form of sessions, as well as events that I'm coming to. I'm going to be coming soon again to Chicago and Raleigh in August. I'll be in Durango in September and in Cincinnati in November. I'll also be coming back to London at the end of September. So that's another opportunity to work with some wonderful people. So don't hesitate to check me out. And if you're looking for some support in what you're trying to step into, I'd love to participate with you.
Today, when somebody throws sticks and stones, all they can break are your bones.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Get ready to embrace your feminine nature and get wild. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy R. Wolf for the Wild Transformation Retreat this July 26th through August 1st. Get ready for a mental, physical, and spiritual challenge. A call back to nature and its unlimited gifts. To learn more and register for the early bird price by July 1st, visit ruintuit.com. That's letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Kick you again when you're down. But today is your day, and nothing can stand in your way. Today is your day, everything's going your way.
I just love that. Today is your day. This is Lesley Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy. That's what you're listening to, and hopefully that's what you're going to allow today in your life in this show. I really mean it. I hope you will pick something in your life today that is meaningful, that is your heart's desire. It is in you on purpose. It's not a mistake. You didn't just get a curveball from left field. This is really you. And if you think about it another way, what's been given to you is going to be a blessing to others too. We don't serve anyone by being down, by being unhappy, by living less than a life that we were designed to create. And so let's show our children, let's show our friends, let's show all those that watch and observe us that we can step into all that we are, okay? So let that one thing come up for you today. Let that one thing surface. You know, we've talked about releasing some of the attachments and the fear that we put on source, some of the fear that people will leave us, they won't support us, we won't get any money, people will think we're crazy. I have so many of my clients that, you know, are in their 50s and 60s and still worried about what their mother thinks and what their father thinks. That is a part of our inner child that needs some core healing. Really, it can happen, but you should not be living your life through the filter of someone else or the filter of how someone else might criticize you or diminish you for your purpose and your dreams. We have dependencies that we shouldn't be having at this age. And I use this word should very liberally. It's not a slam at all. I'm trying to demonstrate kind of, you know, the age we are and what we accomplish in so many other parts of our lives, but in certain areas we behave quite small. So this is your day to be grand. I don't mind finding those pockets in myself where I can take a look and go, wow, what in me is allowing some of these circumstances to go on around me? What am I choosing that allows a smaller version of me to show up in this situation, in this conversation, in this place? So do the favor of giving yourself that gift. Let yourself go into it. And don't be afraid of persistence. Persistence does take a little effort. It takes focus, just like we talked about in the last segment. But the neat thing about this, again, if you're on this adventure, on this path, is that you want to notice and get rid of those things that are no longer serving you, these agreements and contracts to be less than all that you are. So in this last segment, what I'd like to do for all of you is I'd like to bring in some of the masters and the archangels, and I kind of like to walk through a clearing for you that gives you the chance with this idea that you've surfaced, this part of you that you're looking at, to have a little room to flower, a little room to get some water, and a chance for you to maybe serve something up to be healed. How about that? So right now, if you can just allow yourself to fully ground, just allow yourself to be fully present. Let's bring all your energy into present time. And let's retrieve your energy from everywhere you've let it go. A lot of people have been piggybacking on you. Let's bring all your energy back into your field. Let's bring in your soul fragments. And let's release out of your field the energies that don't belong to you. Those that like kind of hiding in your field. There's some that are curled up like a ball because you've made it very comfortable for them. But let's release them out, putting them respectfully outside your field so that they can go on their own soul path. And let's start bringing in some masters and archangels. I'm going to bring in Saint Germain first to clear out any negativity in our field, anything that's downing us, you know, anything that's disparaging who we are and what we've been to this point, maybe. Today's the turning point. Bringing in Michael and putting his cloak of protection around you. Beautiful. Let's bring in Kuan Yin. Let's bring in Divine Mother, Lady Nada, Lady Vesta, Kuan Yin, Kutumi, Master Jesus, Guru Rinpoche. So many masters that we could bring in. I love to work with Vayamas and Lenduce, very high-level ascended masters, to work with long-standing core fear patterns that have followed us through numerous lifetimes. Let's go into your solar plexus now. Let's go into your heart space. Let's open them a mile wide. Let's give you all the room to be all that you are right now. We're just going to clear out some of the debris and the clutter, the old agreements that don't serve you anymore, the agreements to play small, the agreements to submit to conditional loving. If you do this, then you'll receive that. Let's release some of the more disapproving energies from our field, letting them go. We're closing off your aura to all but your higher self and those energies of the highest vibration that are with you at your choice. Beautiful. And now let's do a download of what's coming in for you. some of the inspiration, some of the ideas, and notice how you get a little tight in your heart space. So let's wash this out. Let's let this go. Don't need to hold on to that anymore. You are all that. Let's bring in the reinforcements again. Allow yourself to really feel the masters being there with you, your light beings, your ministering spirits, all those that support you. Notice how differently you can feel with their presence. Just going to wash your field with some Supreme Being Light and Pure Essence Energy. Beautiful. Let's draw in some abundance, Archangels. Gamaliel, Barakiel, and Gadiel. Let's bring in the full potentiality of all that you are. Let's clear out any of the cords of negative communication that keep you cycling some of that negative energy. There you go. A lot of you are really allowing that to go. You're done. Some of you have been holding on to some things way too long. I'm getting one person. It's been about 20 years. And you can forgive yourself on this one. This was an old wound. And you know what? You're okay now. You know it. So just release that out. Let it go. And now we're bringing in your new friends, your new companions, your new work, your new mentors and teachers and loved ones. We're bringing in your finances, all that you need to create. We're taking out any of the conditionality. If I have this, then I can start. If I get this from so-and-so, then I can begin my dream. That's in your security center. It's also where you've handed your power over to someone else. Some of you have been handing your power over for a very long time because you're really afraid to start, and you're afraid that you might fail. So we're just releasing any core fear of failure, as if your value is attached to your dream and to your creation. Letting it go. Just feeling the space that you have around you. We're cordoning off your field, and we're putting a decoy out in the middle of the lake. Anybody looking for you today, they can go find that decoy. Just hold your energy for you today. And allow the full download to come to you. The inspired ideas, the inspired action. What's in alignment for you? What are the intuitive thoughts and guidance that are coming to you? Is it to go to school? Is it to reach out to someone? Is it to take a certain part of your day every day to just focus on your thought or your idea? Is it to go take a class and get physical shape? Now notice right away if any ideas come right afterwards to downplay what just came to you. Let it go. Because the longer you can hold on to the yes and okay of this is the inspiration that's come to me, this is the intuitive thought that's come to me, then you're allowing spirit to supply, to support, to create. Some of us have not asked for our due time. Some of us have not asked for the finances that are ours. Some of us have not wanted to step into our power because we're not sure we can. Let today be your day. So now we're going to seal up this work, and we're thanking all the masters and archangels that joined us, and we're releasing everything that no longer serves us, sending it out into the light. I hope some of you did that. If you did, I can't wait to hear from you. Do it again, and I have more CDs for you if you want to walk through a clearing or an intentional cleanse. Glad to do it with you. So here's to your new idea. Let's make this the kickoff. Until next time, this is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.